takes its toll, but you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Kalingalinga residents bemoan persistent sewer blockages. Cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka increases by 962 kwacha from January 2025 to June 2025. In African news, Tanzanian PM to step down in surprise move. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Kalingalinga compound in Lusaka have bemoaned the persistent sewer blockages in that community. Speaking in an interview with the Kumbon Radio News crew that visited the community, the residents lamented that the issue of the sewer blockages in the area has been ongoing for some time without any serious intervention from the authorities. The residents cited the blocked sewer near Kalingalinga police station as one that needs immediate attention from the Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company, stating that the sewer effluent has started flowing into residential areas. The residents have since appealed to their area councillor to quickly engage the water utility firm on the unblocking of the sewer system to prevent the outbreak of waterborne diseases.
Maipamene pa polisi zilifuru na pana zimanti so kununga na kununga
ndashikia na kada
tunasema za bwino kwa lipanja kaiwa zasoe na bwani
basi na wae awa chinda kansira
eh wafunga wa kansira kakonzi nje nchito yao pa polisi so masuwa zinaboka
kanuka
kanuka na kununga zimanti zilipaswa kansira one kapepe vanaseweza patankara pamene panja maofisa alikuse mkapita so kwa indao kumzakona na zimanti but ndiye pamene pa polisi.
Residents of Undola's Bwana Mkubwa area have welcomed government's decision to halt the illegal mining of manganese in that community. The residents spoken to raised grave concerns about their health, as well as the hurling of insults which are thrown towards the females who passed through the illegal mining area. They further said the houses which are within the radius of the mining site are at risk of collapsing if the illegality goes unattended to. Government has halted the illegal mining of manganese in Dola's Bwana Mkubwa area, which has been taking place in a residential setup. Speaking when he visited the area from an owner sports check, Ndola District Commissioner Joseph Piri says that there is no illegality to the mining activities taking place in the area, citing health concerns and lack of proper documentation. Mr. Piri has since ordered the firm whose representatives were not on the scene to immediately stop the illegality.
I've got complications in terms of health, but they don't want to understand. You can see they are cooking here while they are doing their mining here. Eh? Which means even the food that they are eating is contaminated. At the end of the day, you find that there will be a lot of sicknesses, including themselves. Look at the houses. They are just next to the place which they are saying it's a mine. Then as government, we let people doing these irregularities. So all those who are behind this, I think the police, can you please investigate to see where is this coming from? Where is this nonsense coming from? It's very important. This is nonsense. We cannot subject our people to believing in fear, being insulted, or...
The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka has increased by 962 kwacha, 81 ngwe, from January 2025 to June 2025, currently standing at 11,763 kwacha, 38 ngwe, from 10,857 ngwe. According to the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, BNNB, this year's increase surpasses the 886 kwacha 92 ngwe recorded during the period in 2024, when the basket increased from 9,555 kwacha in January to 10,442 kwacha by June. Releasing the half a year BNB analysis, JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Officer, Mr. Samsonga, says the consistently high figures highlight a growing cost of living which remains beyond the reach of the majority of Zambians. Ms. Musonda stated that this is particularly concerning when compared to the average of formal sector income of 7,731 kwacha and the national average income of 5,369 kwacha recorded in April 2025. She emphasized the low-income households are bearing the brunt of this burden, adding that the situation underscores the urgent need to prioritize the needs of the poor and vulnerable.
Lusaka consistently recorded the highest BNB cost, peaking at 11,599 kwacha in February 2025, and the spring persistent challenge of the limited cost of living within the capital region. In contrast, Mongo consistently presented the most accessible cost, recording 5,889 kwacha in January 2025. While Shinsali largely remained around 6,000 kwacha threshold, highlighting the comparative affordability in certain rural areas.
And speaking at the same media briefing, JCTR Programs Manager Edward Musosa called on policymakers to strengthen our social protection systems and adjust the wages in line with inflation. Mr. Musosa has called for the expansion of robust social safety nets, including targeted and shock-responsive cash transfers and food subsidies to serve as a resilient buffer for Zambia's most vulnerable population. Mr. Musosa also urged the government to align minimum wages with inflation trends to ensure fair and decent wages for all workers, affirming that such measures are vital to upholding human dignity and economic justice. Young people in Lusaka have welcomed the launch of the School and Junior Council's Advocates Toolkit by the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, and UNICEF. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, the youth stated that the launch of the program is a significant step in empowering adolescents in Zambia. Junior Mayor and Junior Councillor Anita Manika believes that Toolkit empowers young people to become agents of change by providing them with confidence and resources. And Yanko Banda, Student Council Advocate, thanked CSPR and UNICEF for supporting initiatives that benefit students' councils and promote youth leadership.
Very important that we, the young people, are involved in such decision-making processes, because we are developing a toolkit for us to advocate. We as young people are advocates, and being involved in this today really helps us in many ways, because we are able to speak on issues which directly affect us, and we are able to make decisions based off the toolkit that we are making. You see, now this is where democracy comes in. Democracy here, because as you all know, we as the junior councillors, we work at a community level, but not everyone that we serve is in school. You see, we have different, we deal with different people. We have 3G, therefore are not in school. But the focus has served as an initiative. This is where that gap is going to be bridged.